We're holding in the middle of Yishamru. We learned last week, Lasses is a Shabbos L'Deiroisam Bris Oilam. We spoke Bariches on Bris Oilam. We still owe one Nekud on Bris Oilam, which we said we will come back to. We'll learn the next part of the Pasik, and then we will come back to that Nekud through the next part of the Pasik. The next Pasik starts, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael Ois Hila Oilam. The Rebbeinu Shalom says on Shabbos, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael, meaning that everybody else is excluded from it. Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael means that the Rebbeinu Shalom has a private audience, Kaviyachol, with Klal Yisrael. It's Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. Nobody else is able to come in between, which has to be explained that the meaning of this is in the following Oifen. We find in Tchilas HaBriyah, that the Rebbeinu Shalom made the Eir HaGonos, and the Rebbeinu Shalom said that he was Gonzei. Why? So the Rishonim shouldn't be Nana from it. That means that when there is a possibility that the Rasha has ability to be Nana from it, he's Mazik that Eir. So that's why it was hidden. If so, Shabbos is a Moyodike Geroise day. Shabbos is an Eir Nifla, Matono Toive Yeshli Bebeis Genozai, Vishabbos Shema. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave Shabbos in such a way that the Goyim and the people who have no shaykhs to it can't come near it. That's what it means, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. Therefore, the Shabbos could be Nizgala. If it wouldn't be Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael, there wouldn't be an ability that Shabbos should be able to be Nizgala. Why? Because then it would be able to be touched by others. That alone, that it's Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael, gives a Moyodik in the Kudah, that it can't be touched by others, and therefore the Kiddush of Shabbos can be Nizgala. That's the Nekuda of Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. That's that Nekuda. Besides that, Beini B'nei Yisrael is really a Hemshech of the Bris that it says in the Pasuk before. In the Pasuk before, it says that it's a Bris Olam, it's a Bris. A Bris is between two sides. The Pasuk is explaining, who is it a Bris between? It's a Bris, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. The Shabbos is the bris, the kashrus, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael. Since we're holding 2 days before Hanukkah, we will say a nekuda, maybe it'll take up most of the time, but I think it's kedai to be ma'ira the nekuda. We learned last week that Shabbos is called the bris olam. We were ma'ira that bris mila is called the bris olam. And we said that there's a third thing that's called the bris olam, the keshes, in Parshas Noach. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave the keshes, and it was called the Bris Olam. I found tonight a shtikel sasemes in Parashas Vayera, Tov Resh Lamed Hei, that the sasemes says, we know that it says in Sefer Yetzirah that everything in this world is separated into Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Olam meaning Mokaim, Shana meaning Zman, Nefesh, and the Adam, the person, in all three. Zok the sasemes, in all three the Rebbeinu Shalom made a Bris. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a bris mila in the nefesh. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a bris mila in zman. A bris in zman, Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a bris in the bria, the keshes. So we have a nekuda that the semis is megala, that there are three brises taka. And the three brises have three places the bris. In oilom a bris, in shana a bris, and in nefesh a bris. And by all of them, it says a loshon of bris oilom. By all three. We need an explanation, a little bit, to be marchiv the inyan. We know that the Yevonim were goyzer on three mitzvahs, on Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. We know Shabbos is a bris, Mila is a bris. Chodesh, we have to understand what Chodesh means. And we have to understand what the bris in Keshes means. We will say over Adova Nifla that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover says, in Bir, in Milas HaTorah, Star Sefer, Milas HaTorah, everybody probably knows. There's a beer from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover on the Sefer, and he says, Adover Nifla, what the inyan of the bris of Keshes is. We know that Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about it, other Svarim talk about it, that Imloi Brisi Yoyim Velayla, Chukke Shemaim Va'aretz Leisamti, that Kiyam Ha'olam is the Torah HaKadoshim. And if there would be 1 minute on the world, that there wouldn't be Torah, the world would be Nechrav. That means that Torah is Brisi Yoimam Valaila, Chuk HaShemayim V'Aretz Leisamti. So we have that the Torah is called the Bris. Why the Torah called the Bris? Because it's Kiyom HaOlam. Let us think a little bit deeper, and we'll see a davar nifla. We'll be oimid on what Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says. What's the keshes? The keshes means that it's time, Rachmana Tzlan, the world should be nechrav, and there's something that saves the world. What is the keshes? Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, let's look. Shemesh, Anon, and the Shemesh shines through the Anon, and that reflects in the keshes. That's more or less the picture of a keshes. Meaning there's an Anon, there's a very big darkness on the world. And that darkness is ready to destroy the world. However, behind that darkness, there's always a little bit of Shemesh, always a bit of light, which makes sure that the world will not be Chorev. Zoktav Yitzkaizik Chavet, that's the Bris of Torah. Keshes is the Bris of Torah. Which means that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a bris of Torah, that the Torah will always be in the world. And therefore the world will always have a kiyum. So keshes and Torah are be'etzem the zelbe bris. Half of a fellow the kivana of Rabbi Yitzchak Chava. In Sefer Yimei Chanukah from Abdavid Koyen, he's mitzayin also this piece of Rabbi Yitzchak Chava. Says half of a fellow, meaning like the keshes means it's holding on the brink. Nay, there's something left. What's left? A nitzitz of Ur. It's hidden. Seda and Anon. It looks very dark. Of a Seda and nitzitz of Ur. That's that nitzitz of Ur of Kiyam Olam. Which Ur is that? Ur HaTorah. Till the Matan Torah, it was called the Bris HaKeshes. After Matan Torah, it became Bris HaTorah. Obviously, the Zelbe Bris. I will say a Hoysofa, not an Hoysofa, a Nekuda that we can see more than that. That the Rabbi Mendel Shklova tells us there are two brises. We know Bris HaLashayn and Bris HaMoyer. What's Bris HaLashayn? Lashon HaKodesh. Bris HaMoyer is Bris Mila. Lashon HaKodesh is Begematria 801. As I state in Rabbi Mendel Shklova, he uses it in many different places. And he says, Keshes is Begematria 800 with the Koilos 801. So that's the Lashon HaKodesh. What's Lashon HaKodesh? The Torah HaKodesha. Lashon HaKodesh doesn't mean Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh means the Lashon of the Torah HaKodesha. That's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. So the Keshes is Meramis Taka on the Torah also. The Etzem Metzius of the Keshes is Meramis on the Torah. In that Oifman that Ramendel Shklova says it. So we now understand the three Brises. There's a bris in Oilam. What's the bris in Oilam? Imeloi brisi yoimim velai lechukis shemayim veloi samti. The bris of Torah is for Kiyam Abriya. That's the Kiyam Abriya. That's the bris Oilam. The bris Oilam of Nefesh is bris Mila. Why? Bris Mila is the Nekuda of the bris of Avraham Avinu, that the world doesn't have a Kiyam. That the Adam has a Kiyam. How does the Adam have a Kiyam? Bris Mila. Shabbos is the Kiyam of Zman. So we have the three brises. The three brises. Now we will go to what the Yevonim wanted. The Yevonim were me'ikir misnaget to bris. What does bris mean? That there is a connection between world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what bris means. We explained it last week in Bris Olam. It means connection between world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gashmistika world has a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what bris means. Yevonim learn? No. Sedah Gashmistika world, Sedah Torah. Don't mix the two up. Leave Gashmistika world, and don't bring the Torah HaKadosha and the Rebbeinu Shlom into the world. That means they are misnaget to Bris. That's why they're misnaget to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Bein Yehu Bein Bnei Yisrael. It's the kesher of the Rebbeinu Shlom with Klal Yisrael. That Bris that everybody's excluded and only the Rebbeinu Shlom has with Klal Yisrael, the Yevonim are against that. Bris Mila is the Nekuda of the Bris in Nefesh, as we said. Then there's the Bris of Torah. What was the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael? L'hoya Torah tzarech la'aschol, elo ma'achedish hazeh lachem. Ha'achedish hazeh lachem is the first mitzvah. Why is ha'achedish hazeh lachem the first mitzvah? As it's explained in Svarim, Barichus in Ergad Al-Yo on Chanukah, and in Parashat Boi, what's the taich ha'achedish hazeh lachem? Chodesh Hazeh Lechem means Chodesh Hazeh Mesura B'yedchem, which means we are balabatim over the Bria. Chodesh Hazeh Lechem means we are balabatim over the Bria, not over the Zman of the Bria. Of the whole Bria we're balabatim. Haraya, the Yishalmi says, Yiduah the Yishalmi, the Bezniz Ma'aber, the Psulim Achoizrim. How does that work? The Briyah is Meshubet to Torah, which means that a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is the Shibut of the Briyah to Torah. That's the Bris Oilam of Torah. The Bris Oilam of Torah, which we said is the Keshes, which the Keshes, according to Rabbi Isaac Chaza, transforms itself to the Bris of Torah, that is Chodesh. That is why the Yevonim were Mesnagit to Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. In other words, to the three Bris Oilams that there are in the Briyah. The three Bris Oilams. The three Bris Oilams. Bris Oilam being the Bris of Torah, which is a Bris Oilam, mitzat, the Bris that says in Keshes, which transforms itself into the Torah, and into the first mitzvah in the Torah, which is a raya, that's the Sheirish of the Inyan of Torah, is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's why I'm snagit Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. The Kiyam of the Briyah that has with Torah Gedoisha, the Kiyam of Zman with the Bris, and the Kiyam of the Nefesh with the Bris. The three Bris Oilams are the Snagdus of Yavon. Just to repeat what we said last week, just to give the fuller picture of what we're saying, if Bris Oilam is Nechoshes, so the Nechoshes of Yavon is Misnagit to all three Nechoshes. There are three Dargis of Nechoshes, three Dargis of Nechoshes in Oilam Shana Nefesh, and Yavon is Menagit mitzad being the Nechoshes of the Ra, it's Menagit to all three. Go back now to where we're holding. Again, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, oisi le'oilam. We said two pshatim. One pshat we said Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael means it's between me and Klal Yisrael. There's nobody else that comes in between. Another pshat, that's the keshes of the bris. The bris is Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ois hi le'oilam. It's an ois. That means there are certain mitzvahs that the Torah HaGedoshah calls an ois. One of the mitzvahs that the Torah calls an oath is the mitzvah of Shabbos. That means that the mitzvah of Shabbos is an oath. What is the meaning when a mitzvah becomes an oath? What is the difference of a mitzvah becoming an oath? We know that it says in Avodraham, Apishnei Edim Yokim Dover, a person always has to have two oaths. He has to have, in the weekdays, he has Bris Milah and Tefillin. Those are the two oaths. Shabbos, he has Shabbos and Bris Milah, those are the two oiths. Which means that a mitzvah that's an oith is a different kind of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is an edus to the Briyah, that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, and that we are shaykh to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the touch of an oith. An oith means it's a proof. An oith is a proof. A proof that we belong to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom belongs to us. That's the mitzvahs that are oiths. And that's the two mitzvahs, that's the Pishnayim Edim, the two proofs that we have. We have in the weekdays two proofs, and we have Shabbos two proofs. That's the Pishnayim Edim. That's what the Taich, that the mitzvah of Shabbos is an Ois. Kisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. The Zera Kodesh asks a question. The same question says in Chuvis HaRajba. It should say, Ki Bisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. Not Kisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. And it says in Zera Kodesh, and so it says in Chuvis HaRajba, that Zman is also a Briya, meaning that there is a creation of time. There didn't exist before the Briya such a thing as time, and the Rebbeinu Shem created the 6 days. He created a Briya of 6 days. That is the Taich, Ki Sheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. The Eibishter created 6 days, not Ki Bisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. 6 days the Rebbeinu Shem created. So the Taich of Sheshes Yomim Osa Hashem is 6 days. If we remember correctly, when we learned Leil Shabbos, we said over Akasha, if the Rebbeinu Shem created 6 days, when was Shabbos created? Meaning that Shabbos was also a day. There's another day in the week called Shabbos. And if so, Mamonoshech, did the Rebbeinu Shem create Shabbos on Shabbos? Then the Rebbeinu Shem wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos. Did the Rebbeinu Shem create Shabbos in the middle of the week? Then it's not Sheshes Yom Osa Hashem. Then it's Shibbos Yom Osa Hashem. That's the question that's asked in Svarim. We said over Teretz, I'm only repeating it, b'mkoymai, that the days of the week were created with 28 hours. The days of the week were created 28 hours, just like the Chof Ches Itim that there are in Keheles. Then the Rebbeinu Shem took off 4 hours from every day, and that became 6 times 4 is 24. That became the Shabbos. So that's Shtims, the Sheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. There is others that say that there was a Shabbos before the Briya also. There was a Shabbos the week before the Bria, the Shabbos before the Bria, there was already a Shabbos. Say, Makar in Kadmeinim, I don't want to go into it. Whoever wants to look it up, that Inyan, could look in Bris Avram, in Parashas Bereshis, and Arichis Godel on that Nakuda. Kisheches Yomim Oso Hashem, Eis Hashemayim Eis Haaretz. You have to, Eis Hashemayim Eis Haaretz. You have to realize that even though we learn like the Rajba and the Zera Kodesh, that doesn't say Kibisheches Yomim, but Taichin the Posik has to be also Kibisheches Yomim. Because if not, the Hemshecha Posik doesn't have a Pshat. It has to have a Pshat, Kisheches Yomim Oso Hashem, Eis Hashemayim Eis Haaretz. The Kisheches Yomim Taichin both ways. The Hemshecha made the 6 days, and in those 6 days, he made the Shemayim Haaretz. It goes Silam Milo, Silam Mata, the Posik. It touches both ways, the Posik. It doesn't have a Hechra. The Shesh is Yom Osa Hashem. Shesh Yom Osa Hashem. It's a Shemayim Haaretz. It goes both ways. The Remez that it goes on the 6 days also is because it doesn't say the base. So you know to touch it that way also. Ubeyoim Ashvi, Shavas. On the 6th day, the Rebbeinu was Shavas. Vayinofash. The word Vayinofash, the Zohar HaKadosh, Be'etzem, it's Be'etzem, Tama places in Medrash is Mochach like that. The Sasemeth is Marach in the Bir, that there, everything has a Guf and a Nefesh. Everything in the Bria has the Chiyas of the thing and the thing itself. Just like a person has a Guf and has a Nefesh, a Machaya, so too Zman, if Zman is a Bria, Zman has the Nefesh of the Bria. What is the Nefesh of the Bria? Bayoim Ashvi Shavas Vayinofash. That is the Nefesh of the Bria. That shafts the Nefesh of the Bria. That's the touch of the Posik, according to the Medrash, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. That Shabbos is the Nefesh of the Bria. Just like every living thing needs a Nefesh, so too Zman needs a Nefesh. What's the Nefesh of the Bria? The Nefesh of the Bria is Shabbos. We know that the Gemara Darshans, Vayinofash, Kivin Sheshovas, Vay of the Nefesh, which means that it goes on the inyan of that the person has Shabbos and the Shami Yisera, the Gemara in Beya, and Motzei Shabbos, the Nefesh is Shami Yisera goes away. We know, everybody knows the Kasha from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that if so, why does it say the Vayinofash on Erev Shabbos? Why doesn't it say the Vayinofash on Motzei Shabbos? Why does it say the Vayinofash in the Tchilis? And the Tchilas HaShabbos. There are a lot of terutzim. We will talk only two nekudas in Avodas Hashem. Two nekudas in Avodas Hashem. One, what the Rebbe from Lublin says on the, based on the verta of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. When a person knows that he has something only for a certain amount of time, he has to be a chacham. The Chayvus HaVavos brings a marshal that there was a Medina that only had a minig that a melech could only be a melech a year, and after a year they sent him away to a different place, and he was, well, couldn't live anymore in that country. There came a smart melech, he knew that after a year he'll be sent away, so he started to send all year peklach to the other Medina, so when he'll be sent away from his malchus, he'll know that he has what to do, he'll have from what to be nana. The Imre Emes used this marshal for a chosn. Chosn has 7 days of Malchus. He knows if the 7 days will get rid of his Malchus. He has to remember, no, he has to ishik peklach for the rest of his life. He has to be able to store from his days of Malchus. This is the Nekuda that the Baal Shem HaKadosh uses for Shabbos. A person realizes what Shabbos is. He realizes the Gerosi Kedusha in Shabbos. He realizes what Shabbos means. And he realizes that it's going to go away in 26 hours. He uses the Shabbos. But if a person doesn't realize that it's going to go away from him, he doesn't utilize the Shabbos. That is the Taich Kivin Sheshavas Vay of the Nefesh. You have to remember right when it comes Shabbos, that in Motzei Shabbos, the Shabbos is going to go away. Therefore, you'll know to take in every minute of the Shabbos and be yoinik from the Shabbos. You'll use the Shabbos right. You won't waste the Shabbos. You won't use the Shabbos for Dvarim B'Teilim. You won't use the Shabbos for Dvarim Asurim. You'll use the Shabbos for what it should be, to be able to be Meikir the Shabbos. That is the reason it says, Vayinofash, one Pshat. The Sasemeth says another Pshat, another Diki Pshat. When it comes Shabbos, a person who has a little bit of Argoshes is Margish, Meir Diki Ritzainis on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that a person becomes Nis'ala, and a person is Margish, Meir Diki Kedusha Shabbos. He's margish shunne de kiratzen on Shabbos. What does the person have to do when it comes Shabbos? Chaptzech. That truthfully I should have had this ratzen the whole week. But what happened? I did averis, and I lost these ritzenis. And I get them only back on Shabbos. Shreit ayid kivin she Shabbos vay of the nefesh all week. That's the vay of the nefesh. Vay of the nefesh is when you start being margish the kedushas Shabbos. Person comes in Shabbos and is margish what Shabbos is, as margish the heilikait from Shabbos, as margish the heichkait from Shabbos, and the whole week he didn't have it. Why didn't he have it? Because he lost it. Because last month of Shabbos it went away from him. He didn't hold it for the weekdays. He didn't take it with him. He did chatoim, he lost that ergeshim. So that is the taich. Why? A mensch comes Shabbos, a shreit, why? Of the nefesh. A third pshat state in Sosemes. A hecher pshat. Shabbos comes. Vay of the nefesh. The nefesh loses its vay. A whole week the nefesh has a vay. Has an anocha. The nefesh is in trouble the whole week. Se krechts da ganze woch. Es kommt der heilige Shabbos. The nefesh loses its vay. It loses its anocha. The nefesh finds its menucha. That's touch. Vay kivin sheshavas. Vay of the nefesh. Kilit would say the nefesh lost its vay. The nefesh lost its chesaron menucha. That chesaron menucha that it had all week, that it had an anocha all week, that anocha that sheveres chatzigufa shalodom, comes Shabbos, its vay of the nefesh loses its vay. V'loi nesatoi, Hashem alekeinu legoi aarotzais, v'loi chaltoi malkeinu le'ovdei psinim. This is a hemshech of the Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael. That what? That it's only for Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim have no shaykhs to it. V'loi nesate Hashem alekeinu legoi arotzeis, v'loi chaltoi malkeinu loiv de psilim. The Eibishter didn't give them that they should have a shaykhs to it, not a matona, not a nachla, the gam b'menu chosoi loyishkinu areilim. My father, Chayin Averocha, used to teach in the menucha of Shabbos, a oral can even be a shochen to the menucha of Shabbos. That's touch lo yishkinu areilam. He can't even be a shochen to the Shabbos. He can't even be a shochen teif to the Shabbos. But it says here, Amor de Kezach, it will finish with Goya Arotzeis and Oiv de Psilim. We have a new nekuda. Ha oral is a stira to Shabbos. The bris of Shabbos and the bris of Mila have a kesha one with another. It's impossible to have a shaychus with Shabbos if one is an oral. Gam benu chosei, lo yishkinu areinam. One davens, and he says these words, sedaf mchapm ashtikel tzitter. Why? Because avada, we're not orlam. Avada, a person is gamalit. Oba, the mitzias of orla, which there is, which we know that there's more than one orla. There's orla sapeh, there's orla sa'ezen, there's other orlas that a person has. There's one medrash gimel orlas, one medrash dalid orlas. The orlas that a person has, of other person is gamalit, of the shaila is how rain the person is from orla. As much as a person is far from orla, that's how much he has a shaychus to Shabbos. Shabbos is a stira to orla. If a person has a kesha to orla, then he can't have a shaychus to Shabbos. That's what lies in gamburnu chosei leyishkin areilim. The menucha of Shabbos, orla can't have the menucha of Shabbos. Kil Yisrael amcha nasatei be'ava lezera Yaakov ashabom b'charta. It says here two nekudos. Kil Yisrael amcha nasatei be'ava and lezera Yaakov ashabom b'charta. One it says li Yisrael, one it says lezera Yaakov, and it means amoyer dekezach. By Yisrael it says nasatei be'ava, lezera Yaakov it says ashabom b'charta. That means the darga of Yaakov we never lose. The darga of Yaakov is always there. The darga of Yaakov is something that Klal Yisrael has always, because that's Ashabom Bacharta. Yisrael is already a Madrega. Yisrael is a Madrega. When you have the Madrega of Yisrael, is Nesatoi Ba'ava. Then the Rebbein Shom gave Shabbos with Ahava. There's dargis in Shabbos. There's a Shabbos of Ba'ava, and there's a Shabbos that every person has. In the dargo of Lezera Yaakov Shabbat Bacharta, that's one Shabbos. There's another Shabbos, Yisrael Amcha. There the Rebbein Shem gave a different Shabbos. There the Rebbein Shem gave a Shabbos that he gave B'Ahava. But the adgosha that we have to realize is, a person says this tefillah, a person has to realize the simcha that has to come to a yid on Shabbos. That nobody is zoicha to such a matana. What's a person saying when he's saying such a thing? A person has to realize that today's day and age, sada ashprach, boredom of Shabbos. A person doesn't have what to do Shabbos. He doesn't have what to enjoy himself on Shabbos. We get so caught up in the weekdays, besides every other avla that there is in texting. Besides every other avla that is in texting, one of the first avlas that are in texting is that it's a chash of chilul Shabbos. We know, and everybody knows, that a person can become so addicted to it that he can't put it away. The same goes for a computer, the same goes for other things. I don't say that I agree with the word addicted. I'm using the word addicted as a marshal. He can have such a big yetzahara that he can't put it away. There's no such word as addicted in Lashon Kodesh. Addicted means yetzahara. There's no other word for it. Of a kaponim, he can become so mekushet to the yetzahara that he doesn't can't be goyver on it. In Rambam it says that a person has to have work in the weekdays in such a way that he should be able to have menucha Shabbos. There's an issa to do something in the weekdays if that will cause him not to be able to have menucha Shabbos. And there's something that a person should realize, that he can't become so mekushet to something in the weekdays that on Shabbos he'll be bothered that he doesn't have it. If a person smokes all week and he needs the cigarettes and Shabbos it bothers him that he doesn't smoke, he's not allowed to do that because he's staring the menucha of Shabbos. He's making the Shabbos a chosar. He's taking away the menucha of Shabbos. So he's being mechal Shabbos in the weekdays. He's being mechal Shabbos. He's causing a stir to the menucha of Shabbos that goes to anything in the world, that a person becomes so mekusha to it that he can't separate himself from it. That's the stir to Shabbos. And that's what a person has to realize. The glicklichkeit from Shabbos. A person says such words, I'm better than the world. The world doesn't have a Shabbos. I have a Shabbos. It's the matana that the Rebbe gave me. Nasatei ba'ava. He gave me a matana ba'ava, the greatest matana in Shabbos. I'll repeat something I said tonight already, but I'll repeat it again. Sida amod nevelt. This Friday night, there happened an incident in the neighborhood. It was geschehen mit dieser incident. Miss Busy, the police, antisemiten, machen machos. They arrested a young man crossing a street. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to make him write Shabbos. They did make him. They didn't make him. Some else nicht interessant. It's only news. News doesn't interest me. It interests me, I'm already the Kizach. So I'm afraid of Akasha. We went nicht in Russland. We went nicht in Deutschland. We went in America. Medina, democracy, freedom of religion. Was it shot in them? I'm talking about a Yid. From a Yid. They wanted to make him be Michal Shabbos. Was it shot in them? As Shabbos was given, wie sie darf zu sein, it wouldn't be able to happen. If there happens such a thing, that a policeman could stop a Yid and force him to be Mechal Shabbos, that means that the Choyma of Shabbos is open. There's a Pirtza in the Choyma of Shabbos. Because if the Pirtza of Shabbos wouldn't exist, there's no way that a policeman could do it. As those are the greatest antisemites in the world, so da by the Olam of the world. And the Bar-Olam controls the antisemite. And if the antisemite wants to do something, if the Bar-Olam doesn't want him to do it, he can't pick up a hand to do it. And if the Bar-Olam let an antisemite cause a yid to be mechal Shabbos, in ish daying a man is shildik, chas melahaske, it's a proof on a neighborhood, as a do appears in Kiddush Shabbos, or in the yakrus from Shabbos, in the chvivus from Shabbos, because if not, that kind of action wouldn't have been able to happen. And thus darf man misbeinen sein, in trachten, that every person by himself has to elevate his Shmiras Shabbos, his blick of Shabbos, his Kedushas HaShabbos, and fix that pirza which led that it should become Nifratz.